Russ Mitchell, College Football News, CampusInsiders.com.
You're stealing my thunder because that's my column for tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yeah, listen, there's this sexy thing walking around this conference is this belief, this discussion amongst the media that there's a better chance that the SEC has no teams in the playoff versus two. I think there's an excellent chance the SEC has. In fact, I would go opposite. I think there's a better chance that the SEC has two teams. Take a look at Alabama. Last year is a perfect example, or even the year before. If Alabama does what they're supposed to do, they'll beat Ole Miss on the road, and they'll beat LSU on the road. Then they're undefeated, ranked where? Where would they be ranked? One? Probably one or two, at that point in the Iron Bowl. Auburn has a tougher schedule. They have to play more road games against good teams. Let's say Auburn loses one. Again, just like last year, Auburn would be ranked as the defending champion six, seven, somewhere thereabouts. Auburn goes to Alabama. Let's say Auburn does it and does beat Alabama. Auburn jumps to two. Where does Auburn go? Or where does Alabama slip to? How far would Alabama slip with only one loss in a tight game against a good team like Auburn? Last year they slipped to four. Now ask yourself this question.
They were one of the best four teams in college.
Exactly, but that's my point. They slipped when they lost to LSU. They slipped to three, right, at home in 2011. When they lost to Auburn, they slipped to four, right? The last thing this playoff committee needs is like crazy controversy. If the season ended with Alabama four and Auburn two, and Alabama was left out of the playoff looking in as the number four team in the poll, there would be chaos. And there's a part of me that thinks that the College Football Playoff Committee doesn't want that kind of controversy in the first year. And since they have no real transparency, they don't have to show really how they come to it. I could not see them leaving Alabama out.
So you're saying they're looking for validity in their first year?
I think they're trying to have as little they want controversy because controversy is good for ratings, but they don't want controversy. They don't want to leave a team like Alabama that's won so many national championships recently, who's ranked fourth in the polls. Because remember, people are still going to look at the polls. They're conditioned to look at the polls. Oh, and by the way, the College Football Playoff Committee doesn't start until October, like the middle of the season. So they will be conditioned to look at the polls the whole way along. And if you've got a team like Alabama that finishes four and gets left out, so if that scenario that I described to you, and if you're a Tide fan, you go, well, that's not going to happen. Well, it happened last year, so, and that was 7 months ago. So it could happen. If it does, there's two SEC teams in the playoff, in the first playoff.
I hear you, Russ. But let me I'm gonna ask you just point blank. I get it. But do you believe they'll put the best four teams in this playoffs?
That's the problem.
Do you believe it? Do you subscribe to
Well, then the question becomes, what are the best? This is the whole issue about no transparency. Because as much as you hated the polls, perhaps, at least you knew the transparency. You could see all the coaches, see where their final picks were. You could track on the AP anyway. At the end of the day, these guys are going. I asked Hancock this specifically, and my interview with Hancock up. You can go to my Twitter and follow it. It's 4 minutes and it's pretty succinct. But he specifically says that the 13 folks aren't going to go in a room and come up with 1 through 25 and then look at them, crunch them and try to figure it out. They're going to go in the room and just try to come up with six teams. That's very nebulous, very easy to manipulate. And the next question is, what are the four best teams? Does that mean the four teams that have, is a best team the team that has the most fans, that can drive the most money?
You're dead on it.
What does best mean? By the way, and this is the problem I have with someone like Condoleezza Rice being on this committee and with the general being on this committee. It's not, and the big red herring is, The big red herring is, well, they're great at making tough decisions. That's wonderful if it's about what to do with the Air Force and what to do with the country. But it's not. It's about trying to decide who are the best football teams, right? And for to do that, you need football experts. They're not football experts. They're wonderful people. They're not football experts, and they're sitting on a committee to judge the best football team.
Here's why I'm concerned. Russ Mitchell, if I ask you, you've made 125 radio appearances, not just here. I mean, you're on the phone calls. You're covering the coaches floating through, and I don't know who's made more, you or Barrett. So as I look at the conference that you've been as far as conference, but I'm going to look at you, and I'm going to slip you my credit card. Okay?
I'll take it.
Okay, so Visa, it's the business account, the game of Tuscaloosa. Registered trademark, okay?
How come this has a Mississippi?
No, I'm kidding. All right, so Russ, all right? So you got the business credit card.
I know where you're going with this.
I'm holding your credit card. You got the Visa credit card. Hopefully you're not memorizing the number. Okay, so you got it in your hand. So I'm asking you a question. Russ Mitchell, out of all the 135 radio stations that you've done, this show's your favorite, right?
Right now, it's my absolute favorite.
You going to put me in the playoffs? That's my point. I know these guys have so many ties. Listen, I don't have any problem against Jeff Long. I don't have a problem against Barry Alvarez. But there's a it's tied.
Conflict of interest?
Sure it is.
Yeah, listen, you know, you can go back if you want to the poll, the coaches poll, you remember? Where, I'm trying to remember the year, it was Cal in Texas, and Cal, it was the hurricane year, because Cal had to make up a game, remember, and fly down to Southern Miss. Southern Miss was really good, Fedora was down there, and they flew down and they won 20-10, a makeup game in December, and they were ranked high enough to go to the Rose Bowl, and they got back and they did the last poll, and they dropped, and Texas got to go to the Rose Bowl, and when they looked at how those coaches voted, all the coaches in the Big Ten dropped Cal down to 12 and 13 and 15. And you think, ha ha, funny, funny. Each school in the Big 12 made an extra $400,000 because Texas played in the Rose Bowl and Cal went to the Holiday Bowl.
It's just one of those conversations as Bill Hancock, one of the nicest guys.
One of the nicest men in football.
But his job is to market the product, okay? He's the best in the business. That's why they put him in charge of it, okay? He gets to go out and sell the message, and he's all of about 3 feet. So we'll turn it down. Just all right. So maybe the rest of college football.
This is the only thing that I'll say, all right?
The only thing?
No, you're right. You know, making sausage. And you know who said this? Brett Bielema. I'm paraphrasing. I'm really paraphrasing. But Brett Bielema, who, by the way, was fantastic today, he said, he was so honest when asked about this, and he said, you know, the fans have been wanting this. It's crazy that college football, the upper division of college football, hasn't had a playoff. Is this going to be messy? You're darn tootin' right it's going to be messy. It's like making sausages. You know, it's like you don't want to know how it's made. Are they going to have to change things? Absolutely they're going to have to change things, you know. You can expect that there's going to be tweaks and but it's baby steps. That's what Bielema said. It's baby steps. You know, you got to start the process, and Rome wasn't built in a day. That's all I got for you, baby.
But there's no wiggle room. There's no wiggle room as far as if they select the wrong four teams. All right, let's get off the college football playoffs. USC and Alabama today announced that...
I'm so excited about this because I want Alabama to go out and just absolutely annihilate. Nick Saban, if you are driving home in your car, please listen to me. This has to be the one game that you run up the score. I can't tell you the amount of email I've gotten in the last 10 years from USC fans. This has to be the one game that you release the hounds and score 100. Because this is a team, Alabama, that is well ahead of, and I think Sarkisian will do a good job there, and you're talking about 2 years from now, they could be in a different situation. But if they were to play this game tomorrow, it would be just like I told you before the Michigan game when I said it was going to be 40 points. You know, if these two teams played tomorrow, it would be Alabama, the spread would be 30.
But they're playing in 2016.
I know.
And that'll be a fun game.
Well, the one thing we know is Alabama will be good in 2016. We don't know about whether or not USC will be good.
We're business folks. I own a small business. You run a business as well. We're not going to get into that. But let me go back just for a couple of minutes. Okay, we're excited about a helmet game, even though USC may change the style of helmet. You know, we saw that last week. Okay, Alabama's not going to change the helmet, so it'll be the same helmet that'll be represented there. USC, Alabama in Dallas. Let me go back to season ticket holders for a couple of minutes. Let's put that game inside Bryant-Denny Stadium. It didn't have to be a neutral site because those guys that own those skyboxes and those tickets, they deserve a quality game like USC instead of Chattanooga.
By the way, this is the same argument with the playoff. You want to make the playoff game, you want to make the regular season really count? Then if you come in first at the end of the season, you host the game. Number four travels to number one. That makes the regular season really count, huh? That makes what you do in the 12 games during the regular season really count. And why not reward... Give me a restaurant sponsor of yours.
Dreamland.
Why not reward Dreamland Restaurant for sponsoring the football team in the community and make it an extra home game? Why not support, you know, all the fans that support the team so they can go for a home game and watch? Why not support the Tuscaloosa? You know, why should it be Phoenix? Why should Phoenix get that money? It's a very legitimate argument, you know. I'm glad that we have a playoff. I'm glad that we're rotating it in. That's the right thing to do. But you can debate where that game is being played.
Well, it goes back to the playoff games in the NFL. The NFC and the AFC passionate fan base is around that championship game rather than the Super Bowl because you have a lot of corporate tickets. And I'm not against corporate America, but at the end of the day, what makes college football so special that you and I love about it is the fans that read your work on Campus Insiders and College Football News and listen to my radio program.
Now, Nick might have a different, you know, the coaches like to go, you know, going, to, for example, to Houston is a tremendous opportunity to be able to showcase your team to, you know, all the talent in the state of Texas. The only thing I would say is if you're Alabama, everybody knows who you are. I mean, you don't really need to, you know, you're recruiting the elite of the elite. They'll come to Tuscaloosa. They want to come to Tuscaloosa. They want to see Tuscaloosa. They want to see Bryant-Denny. So, you know, I think those sort of, you know, road games at the beginning of the season, for recruiting purposes, I don't know how critical that is for, say, Alabama. It might be pretty critical for Wisconsin. Wisconsin gets to go down to Houston and play LSU at the beginning of the season. I mean, LSU recruits Houston like it's East Baton Rouge. But Wisconsin doesn't get to recruit Houston.
You know, one of the most important questions, when Russ Mitchell sat down, I didn't say, how long are you going to sit down for?
I can stay for as long as you need me, brother.
No,
I got another show to do in about 15 minutes.
Okay, well, look, I want to come back, and this is my question for you. Break down the SEC East and West. Who did you pick? Who did you pick over the overall champion? Russ Mitchell will tell you next inside the game at Tuscaloosa on the new Tide 99.1, Tide 99.1.com, the home of Alabama sports.